A massive earthquake struck Japan's northeast coast on Friday, triggering a tsunami which swept away everything in its path. The 8.9 magnitude quake was the biggest to hit the country since records began 140 years ago. A number of people were killed, and the extent of the devastation and death toll could rise significantly. The Philippines, Taiwan, and Indonesia all issued tsunami alerts, and the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center issued alerts for countries to the west and across the Pacific as far away as Colombia and Peru. Lydia O'Kane spoke to seismologist with the British Geological Survey, David Galloway.
I mean, even for people like yourselves who study earthquakes, who are seismologists, this is massive, isn't it?
Well, it is a massive. It's what we call one of the great earthquakes. I mean, we usually get one earthquake of this size or over magnitude 8 about once a year. I mean, we get lots of other earthquakes, but we usually only get one of these once a year, and not always in populated places.
Can you predict? Did anyone predict that this was going to happen, or can you predict this is going to happen?
Well, depending on what you mean by prediction, I mean, we can predict there's going to be an earthquake in Japan, because Japan lies on one of the plate edges. The plate edge, I mean, the world or the Earth is made up of all these different plates. They're all moving around, creating stresses in the rocks, and they're all moving around roughly about the rate your fingernails grow. And Japan lies on at the edge of one of these plates, so Japan is an area that does experience big earthquakes.
Does it always follow that a tsunami is going to follow, but this time it seems to have been the case that we're seeing massive waves?
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a small earthquake. I'm saying small in world terms, but there was another earthquake in the same region a couple of days ago where there was a very, very small tsunami created. But this one is, as I say, is a massive earthquake. It's about 8,000 times bigger than the earthquake that hit Christchurch earlier this year. But the earthquake was offshore, so part of the seafloor has been affected, so which then creates this huge big tsunami that's hit Japan and is now heading across the Pacific, basically. So there's tsunami warnings in place for countries all around the Pacific.
Yes, well, I'm seeing that. We're talking about the Philippines, Indonesia, Taiwan, Russia, Hawaii. How safe or unsafe is it for these areas at the moment?
Well, I think, as I said, the tsunami warnings have been issued, and I'm not a tsunami expert. You probably have to speak to an oceanographer, but they have tidal gauges all around the Pacific, and they'll be measuring the waves as they travel across the Pacific, and they'll know the times when there's supposedly, if they do, hit what countries. But the advice that the tsunami warnings will be given is for people to move to higher ground. I know in Hawaii there's some people being evacuated, what they call a vertical evacuation, i.e. anybody that's below the third floor is to get up to above the third floor.
Just talking about aftershocks, sometimes the aftershocks can be worse than the actual initial quake itself. The position on aftershocks, are we going to see an awful lot of those, do you think?
Well, there's been quite a lot of foreshocks before the main shock, the 8.9. We've had quite a lot of aftershocks so far, and quite a few of them are actually bigger than the earthquake that hit Christchurch. But the danger with aftershocks is that a lot of buildings will have been damaged and weakened by the main shock. So smaller aftershocks, which will rumble on for a while, usually decreasing in size and frequency as time goes on. But because the building's already been weakened, if there's any rescue work going on, aftershocks can hamper this because, as I said, they can affect an already weakened building.
Of course, many people remember the great tsunami of a few years ago. We're looking at this earthquake and we're seeing the actual, on the Richter scale, it's very, very high. Do you think we could be looking at, again, something very similar?
Well, it's similar in the fact that it is a big earthquake, but I think the similarity will end in the fact that I don't think there was a huge tsunami warning system set up in the region for the Indonesian earthquake back in Boxing Day 2004. But it seems to be that the warnings have went out very early from this one. As I say, Japan do get an awful lot of earthquakes, so they have a better infrastructure set up for dealing with these big earthquakes and tsunami warnings. So tsunami warnings have been sent out, so let's hope that it's nowhere near the death rate that happened in the Boxing Day earthquake of 2004.
But you were talking about infrastructure, and a lot of nowadays you hear about buildings being built kind of earthquake proof. Would that be the case in Japan, that as you say, that might be helping the situation now, that buildings are still standing because they've been built very well?
Well, I mean, it all goes down to the fact that Japan do have a lot of earthquakes, so, I mean, they do know what they have to build to withstand a big earthquake. So, I mean, we're not up to date with prediction. We don't know when exactly the earthquakes are going to happen, but we do know they will happen in Japan, as I say, because it sits on one of the edges of the plate. So the Japanese have very, very strict building codes and are always looking to improve the standard of buildings that they build to withstand the larger earthquakes that do happen in the region.